gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift giver, D8, the townhouse where I spent my senior year at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. But obviously, it's not the townhouse. It was Russ, who you met back in Volume 17. It'll be there tomorrow. Steve, Cosmo, Dave, and myself living together that magical year, and the prize and the gift we got from doing so. And it all began an August day in 1992, when our parents helped us move into D8 for the beginning of our senior year. Well, once the parents had left and we settled down with a cold case of beer, the first thing that we talked about was it being our senior year. And that conversation quickly led to wanting to do and wanting to prove that we could do it all, that we could do well in school, and we could have a blast that last year of sheltered paradise before we would head on out to the real world. And we did have a blast. The first thing we did is we decided that we would write and allow all of our guests to write graffiti on the downstairs D8 townhouse walls. And this graffiti was a living reminder throughout the entire year. It was a shrine to the moments that took place in D8. And we would sit there and remember days gone by and think of good times still ahead in the future as we read what people wrote, as we stared at what people drew. And it was Russ who put the very first quote up there that we cherished that whole senior year. And it was the first rule that we followed throughout our entire senior year. That rule was, offer thy neighbor a beer when thy neighbor walks through the door, showing the fun spirit that we were going to have that senior year in D8, making sure that we fulfilled the fun side of the equation. Heck, when Cosmo, Steve, and I got invited to a sorority formal, Russ just came along to the formal even though he didn't have a date. That's just the gift of learning to live in close quarters. And that gift is so important in life. While we live together for an entire year, what you learn in living with people like that is tolerance and respect and how to keep things light and how to keep things fun. And those gifts serve us well today as we go away with friends for vacation, or we work a long-term project with a group of people, or in every human interaction. The gifts that are given when we learn how to live with others in close quarters radiate on and on and on. And when we have the gift of living well with others, there's an even greater gift waiting for us. It's what I like to call late night conversations. That's what they were at D8, though these types of conversations don't have to happen late at night. But they happen because you spend time with others, an extended period of time with others. And so therefore, moments will creep in when the phone is quiet, when the day's problems sort of slip away and the mind opens to a new way of thinking. There's a special magic in that quiet, in that stillness, and there's an honesty where you and those that you are with open up and begin talking about possibilities and receiving them and believing in them more so than when you think about those possibilities in the hustle and the bustle of day-to-day life. Inherent of learning to live well with other people are these magical moments where you sense belonging, you sense companionship. And these moments can only come about when we accept the gift of learning to live well with others. And at the end of the day, we did have fun in D8, and we did do well as we all would eventually graduate from college and go on to lead productive, wonderful lives. Me personally leaving college to move to Philadelphia to begin work on my master's degree and to live with my future wife-to-be, Courtney, but taking the gift of learning to live well with others that lead to the gift of those fantastic late-night conversations and using it in Philadelphia, Las Vegas, and Birmingham, Alabama, and Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. All the places I've lived since leaving D8 in April of 1993 up to this very moment in time, creating many an adventure and many an opportunity to meet a world of gift givers who gave great gifts to me, and now, because they did, give me the honor and pleasure of giving gifts to you. So thanks, Russ, Steve, Cosmo, and Dave, for that fantastic year we lived together in D8 and all the moments that took place that helped shape all of us in our lives. And thank you for listening. Never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.